Gather there any Marie, or any new year to be honey, or papa to a look at a tone, or the tie a fine ear tato, tihe Maori order. This is the Green Desk on 95 BFM.
And this week in the Green Desk, Mitchell Fuller speaks to Flinders University's Professor of Hydrogeology, Adrian Werner, about his ongoing research into groundwater exploration and occurrences in offshore aquifers. Adrian and his fellows have been leading research into groundwater and offshore aquifers for some time and found that there are definite and viable sources of fresh water under our oceans, which in many cases we have already been tapping into. Mitchell and Adrian discuss what the future for our water supply may look like, which raises concern. Raises certain societal questions and some potential implications for our future. To begin, Mitchell asks Adrian about his research and some of their findings.
We've been looking at freshwater under the sea for quite a while now. The first evidence of freshwater under the sea was hundreds of years ago when people out on the ocean would see freshwater offshore bubbling up from the seabed. From seeing the freshwater coming up from the seabed, you know, that led people to question, well, where's that fresh water coming from? So from there, people started looking at below the seabed. So the aquifers below the seabed actually contained fresh water. So from that point, then the question was, well, how much fresh water is there? And as people have used, you know, fresh water to the extent that, you know, we've started to threaten the amount of fresh water that we have for the demands that for fresh water humankind, we've started to look offshore to see whether that fresh water is something that could be used to supplement the onshore freshwater resources. So that's kind of how it all started. So the group that I've been leading up have been trying to develop tools to try to predict how much freshwater there is offshore. We try to use as best we can the onshore measurements because it's pretty expensive to do any drilling offshore or to do offshore analysis. The offshore data that's available, a lot of it's from petroleum exploration. So people have done petroleum, you know, drilling offshore to see whether there's offshore petroleum resources. And when they've done that, in a lot of cases, they've come across what seems to be freshwater. It's usually not immediately clear, though, whether it's because they're looking for oil and gas. A lot of the measurements they take are not specifically designed to determine whether there's freshwater there. But some of those offshore exploration studies have done enough for us to see that there appears to be fresh water in the offshore aquifers. So the analysis that my group's been doing, so the first part of the analysis was to look at mathematical solutions that take onshore groundwater levels and anything that we know about the onshore geology, and then see whether those onshore groundwater pressures are enough to push fresh water into the offshore aquifer, if such an offshore aquifer exists, and then to look at the conditions under which an offshore freshwater reserve or offshore freshwater resources would occur. So that was the first stage. And so we've also done some studies where, for example, one of my students has been looking at what are the sources of the offshore freshwater. So in some cases, the offshore freshwater is paleo water, so it's ancient water that was in place when the sea levels were considerably lower, 100 or 120 metres lower, say, a few 10,000 years ago. During that time, what is now inundated in the near shore was actually exposed. And so, you know, there's an opportunity for fresh water to end up in what is now inundated by the sea. So then when the seawater rises, the fresh water can be trapped in those offshore aquifers. So that's one mechanism for storing freshwater offshore. Another mechanism is that the current pressures in the onshore aquifers are enough to drive freshwater out under the sea. So you have an ancient freshwater source and then you have modern freshwater sources. And knowing which is causing the offshore freshwater is really important, because if the offshore freshwater is from ancient sources, then it's not being replenished. So if you're taking it, it's like mining. It's like mining a mineral resource. It's not going to be replaced. Whereas if there's an onshore source for the fresh water, then maybe it is being replaced, and then it just gives you a different view of the sustainability of that resource.
Is this a big concern for you in terms of, like, we've done a pretty poor job of our management up here in terms of water. So is there a bit of concern that maybe there might be sort of race to exploit this water, and then in turn just there will be no replenishing of it?
There's two parts to that question. The first is a race to exploit it. So certainly there are places in the world where the onshore resources have been used to the degree that they're now looking offshore, and places like South Africa. So that was definitely raised when they were looking at the time when they would run out of fresh water. So the offshore freshwater resources were part of the potential supply options. In the Canterbury Basin, there's also, they're exploring offshore freshwater resources so that if Christchurch has its freshwater supplies disrupted, that perhaps they can draw on the offshore freshwater resources as a contingency supply. One of the studies that my PhD student, Andrew Knight, did was look to see how much of the offshore freshwater resources we're actually already using by pumping onshore. And what he found is that in the majority of cases where offshore freshwater is known to occur, we're already drawing on it by pumping onshore. So, for example, in Adelaide, just north of Adelaide is a large agricultural area, and they've drawn the groundwater levels there down tens of metres below sea level. So if there wasn't offshore freshwater resources in that area, you would expect to see those wells go salty, because they're quite close to the sea, and you would expect that they would have drawn in the salt water from the sea quite some time ago if there wasn't some kind of buffer in terms of an offshore freshwater resource. So you can see that in lots of coastal aquifers around the world, where they've drawn the water levels down to a degree where if the aquifer was connected directly to the sea and was full of seawater, those wells would be salty, but they're not, and they continue to pump fresh water. So the Perth is another example, where the groundwater levels are well below sea level. The wells are close to the coast, but the wells are fresh. And the reason for that is because they're drawing on offshore fresh water. So we're actually already drawing on the offshore fresh water.
You've used sort of the same applications as onshore in terms of your research. Would it be exactly the same in terms of the actual process of obtaining that then?
If the offshore fresh water is connected to the onshore fresh water, then yeah, you can pump onshore and effectively draw from offshore. But there are cases where the offshore fresh water is trapped in offshore aquifers that are not connected to the onshore. So in that case, you would need to install wells in the offshore aquifer and then pipe that to the onshore. So the latter case is an expensive exercise. And for an uncertain volume and quality of fresh water, whereas the first case where you're pumped, you just effectively pumping from onshore and then relying on the offshore part of the aquifer to support the onshore pumping, this is something that's happening anyway.
Yep.
So one of the big questions is, if you are pumping a coastal aquifer and you've drawn the water levels down so that it's clear you're very likely drawing from offshore, how long is that going to last? Because in onshore aquifers, you can sink wells in, you know, relatively cheaply to determine the extent of the resource. Whereas in offshore aquifer, this is a major exercise, even sinking a single well. So in a lot of cases, the offshore resources are unknown, and it's really challenging to determine what's the volume of offshore freshwater and so on. In the case of Perth, the Perth aquifer, it looks like that there is a vast offshore freshwater resource there that they're unlikely to deplete in the next, you know, several decades. But in other cases, it's not clear. So you have these wells that people are relying on and that have an unknown surety of supply, and it's just not clear, based on the information that's available, how long those wells will continue to operate and provide fresh water for communities.
Right. Do you think that there's maybe a bit of a concern that maybe, especially in a situation like Perth, before they actually start to examine maybe their freshwater like management and the use, and are managing the use, and then just go straight to looking at, hey, look, we've actually got more of this resource, let's just go for it?
So Perth has actually been pushing, as you say, for the residents to use groundwater, because their surface water resources have taken a big hit from the significant drop in rainfall that's occurred. They've had quite a sharp decline in their mean rainfall, and with that became a very significant decline in the input to their freshwater reservoirs. So as one method of trying to reduce the reliance on surface water, they've sunk, you know, thousands of wells in that area both backyard domestic wells, as well as, you know, using the groundwater to put into the reticulated water supply. So where large populations start to deplete the available surface water, groundwater is usually the next option. And then seawater desalination, and Perth has seawater desalination as well. So most centres try to have a mix of freshwater options, so that if something happens to one, then they have another provision for fresh water in the case that one supply and why that's not delivered. So groundwater is usually the second option. And so as we see surface water become contaminated, or climate change causes rainfall change that leads to surface water provisions becoming less reliable, you'll see people going to groundwater. And I think, you know, because most of the population lives around the coast, it's those coastal aquifers that get hit the hardest. And so if people know that there's offshore fresh water, sure, I would say that those aquifers will be targeted for sure. And then it's an ethical question, or it's a societal question. When you're mining a resource, as you would if the offshore fresh water is not being replenished, then what do we want to do with that? Are we happy to eventually exhaust that? Do we want to leave some for future generations? Or is it the same as mining any mineral? We just take advantage of it because we know it's there.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihei Moriora.